Rave Radio. It's Wednesday, May 21st, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by Atlas Sound. You can check them out at atlassound.com. And also sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can check them out at ingrammicro.com. It is a beautiful day here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Currently, the temperature is in the 70s, and I'm sitting outside recording this podcast. Couldn't be a better day. And as I said to you yesterday, we're going to start bringing you a lot of Infocom news between now and Infocom. However, there's a breaking news story on our website. We were the first in the industry to report it, and that is that Harman, you know, the big audio company, JBL, AKG, Studer, Crown Audio, they have purchased AMX. That's correct. They purchased AMX, the control system, video routing, and distribution company, AMX. You can see the entire story on our website at ravepubs.com. It's a featured story, breaking news story. What's interesting about it, though, and what I want to talk to you about today is how much they purchased AMX for and what that tells us about the company. AMX was purchased by Harman for $360 million. That is a lot lower than I would have thought that they would have been able to purchase that company for. So what that means is AMX was smaller than I think most of us thought AMX was. And, I mean, I think we all realize that the sort of big two video routing distribution slash control system companies are Crestron and Extron. Extron definitely is the strongest of video routing and distribution, cabling, that kind of stuff. Crestron the strongest in control historically. AMX has always sort of been second or third place in each one of those markets, depending on what you're talking about and the different categories. AMX has sort of gone some different directions in recent years, going after this network stuff, and then the Innova switcher HD based T marked sort of their claim in the digital routing and distribution space. Of course, both AMX and Crestron have products as well. But this is an interesting merger or acquisition by Harman, because Harman does everything audio. The one thing they didn't do is video routing and distribution. They also have the HiQNet network-based distribution system, which they could integrate into AMX products. AMX is already doing Dante-based control, and they're also doing HD-based T network-ish kind of routing and distribution for across Cat5 cabling or, you know, Cat-X cabling. So it's a good sort of pairing, because Harman didn't do video really, and AMX wasn't in the audio business, so they plug each other's holes. Harman's got a lot of money. They can put a lot of money into AMX. They can pump in a lot of money into R&D. They can integrate the AMX technology into HiQNet. They can integrate HiQNet into AMX. They can integrate AMX products into Crown products, vice versa. So I think it'll be very interesting to watch, pay attention to. And certainly this sort of becomes one of the major stories, major themes of Infocom, is sort of what is Harman going to do with AMX. So this will be one to watch. It's a good purchase. I think it's good for both companies. Congratulations sort of to both companies for pulling this off. Obviously, it had to be kept confidential because Harman is a publicly traded company. But you can read all the details and our take on the acquisition at ravepubs.com. Thanks for listening.